Ben Bernanke, the voice of calm, right.
The pace of improvement is still quite slow, and we are digging ourselves out of a very, very deep hole.
The Federal Reserve chairman speaking earlier this spring about the U.S. economy's baby steps.
Now, the U.S. stock market takes a giant step backward, and world markets are jittery or retreating this morning on worries about possible Greek default, U.S. debt limit games in Washington, and the slowing growth of private sector jobs. Bernanke's big hole returns. The economy's threat of a deep dive. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. It's double deep dive delirium on the economic front on this Thursday, June 2nd. And Kelly Evans is going to be with us in just a minute.
She is. She has dismal news to keep
Maybe.
With the D thing.
She'll try to cheer us up.
At the top of the headlines this morning, though, is disastrous weather. Massachusetts is the latest state to be targeted by the most destructive tornado season ever. One tornado near Springfield yesterday at its height was 10 miles high, forcing commercial jets to fly around it. Four people are dead, many more injured. Shane Lashway tells our partner WGBH in Boston, schools, churches, and homes along the tornado's path have been reduced to splinters.
It was stunning. It was just jaw-dropping, and just a lot of people were speechless, just kind of mulling around. It's almost like zombies.
Governor Deval Patrick has declared a state of emergency throughout the state.
We called up to 1,000 National Guard members to help with search and rescue, with debris removal, and any other ways that may be necessary.
The last deadly tornado in Massachusetts was in 1995.
It was in western Massachusetts, where Deval Patrick has a house, in fact. Google says hackers based in China gained access to hundreds of Gmail accounts, including some belonging to senior U.S. government and military officials. The personal Gmail account of one cabinet-level official was reportedly compromised. The Chinese government this morning says it's not involved in the cyber-spying campaign. A report from a group of high-profile world leaders says the global war on drugs has simply failed, calling on governments around the world to decriminalize drug use. The panel included former UN Secretary Kofi Annan, former presidents of several countries, former Fed Chairman Paul Volcker, former Colombian President Cesar Gaviria, singled out the U.S. anti-drug policy.
There are more than 1,500,000 people in jail. We think that policy is really failing. They are using all their money to pull on law enforcement. They are using very little for treatment. The policy that is not working at all.
Former President Gaviria said U.S. and Mexican governments simply dismissed the report.
U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder says changes to mandatory minimum sentences for crack cocaine should be made retroactive. That means up to 12,000 federal prisoners could have an average of 3 years shaved off their prison terms. Libya's top oil official is the latest figure to desert Muammar Gaddafi. He reportedly has gone to Rome. The airport in Yemen's capital Sana'a is closed today because of an increase in fighting between government forces and opposition tribal groups.
The U.S. and Pakistan building a joint intelligence team to go after top terrorists inside Pakistan now. The move comes after Secretary of State Hillary Clinton presented the Pakistanis with a list of most wanted terror targets. Here in the U.S., Mitt Romney will formally announce he's running for president today. The U.S. government going to end up with a loss of about $14 billion in taxpayer money on the bailout of the auto industry. It's just a third of the loss that officials initially estimated. A bit of good news amidst not much, economically speaking. Asian and European markets down this morning. Futures are up on Wall Street, though, not unexpectedly after Wall Street's worst day in a year. The Dow starts at 12,290. The S&P opens at 1,314. The NASDAQ begins at 2,769. In addition to talking about economic news and worries from Europe to Asia all the way to Washington, we're going to go back to Joplin, Missouri, the scene of the deadliest tornado in decades, to see how residents are holding up. And a reporter who's suddenly the center of her own story. Also, the retirement of NBA star Shaquille O'Neal. And a closer look at the technological implications of poor New York Congressman Anthony Weiner and his Twitter account. Oh, 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 poor Anthony. Stay with us.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.